Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is February 12th, 1957, and the title is Ring of Fire. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Babalo.
The Cisco Kid. And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Ring of Fire. In the early days of our West, the mainstay of the cattle industry was the Texas Longhorn. But with the coming of the railroad came a demand for better beef. And a rancher near the town of Sheridan, Wyoming, turned his attention to Oregon cattle. Paul Crockett pioneered the 1,200-mile trail drive, which history records felt the hooves of as many as 1 million cattle annually between 1875 and 1884. As our story opens, two riders head their horses along the caprock of a mesa in the Bighorn Mountains.
How in thunder does Asa Sharp expect two of us to stop that outfit, Clyde?
If we meet up with them, I'll tell you, Rudy.
For my money, this is a wild Mustang chase.
It ain't your money. Asa Sharp paying us to check on Paul Crockett.
That hombre will never make it driving cattle from Oregon over the Rocky Mountains.
Don't bet on that. Word drifted back to Sheridan that Paul left Baker, Oregon with a herd of 3,000 cattle, 40 cowboys, and a remuda of several hundred horses.
How long ago was that?
Oh, a little over 6 months ago.
If they haven't reached Sheridan by this time, they never will. What's Asa worried about?
Well, Asa Sharp wants Paul's ranch. He figured to get it by lending Paul the money for the trail drive.
What did Paul do? Put up his ranch as security for the money?
Yeah. At first, Asa thought there wasn't a chance that Paul could drive 3,000 cattle over 1,200 miles of rough country.
So now Asa thinks it's not going to be so easy to pull close on that ranch, huh?
That's it. You and me are supposed to stop Paul and them cattle.
Yeah, just like that. Two of us are supposed to stop 40 cowpunches and 3,000 steers.
Now, Asa don't expect us to drag out 40 hombres by ourselves. He's outlined a plan.
Yeah, we're going to need one. Hey, look over that ridge, Clyde. Hold that one.
Oh.
I was wrong. They made it. That's the Crockett outfit. What's the plan?
Well, as soon as I get the equipment out of my saddlebags here, I'll show you.
What incarnation you got there? Any jugs of water?
Coal oil. Here, take half of these jugs with you.
What am I supposed to do with them?
You leave a trail of oil behind you as you ride through this forest. I'll do the same.
Begin to savvy what he's a plan.
Now, we'll both swing out in a big half circle.
Yeah, where'll we meet?
You see where those cattle are now?
Yeah. By the time we get there, that herd will be smack in the middle of the circle.
You're right. All we got to do is touch a match to that oil. And in no time, this dry underbrush will have Paul Crockett's herd trapped in a ring of fire.
Cisco.
Yes?
This Bighorn Mountain sure wild country.
See, it is, Pancho.
You know, it was not too far from here that General Custer's regiment was massacred by the Sioux Indians.
I just hope we not meet none of them now.
There's no chance of that, amigo. The Indian wars are over. A peace treaty has been signed.
Imagine me, a Cisco, that a big herd of cattle's coming through that canyon. And can't you ever see cattle like this before?
That's certainly different than our Texas longhorns, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Look down the trail about a mile behind that herd.
Wait.
In the base of the Twin Peaks.
Imagine me, Cisco. That look like a forest fire.
And with this dry underbrush, that fire is traveling fast.
But, Cisco, those hombres down in the canyon with that herd not can see that fire.
You're right, Chico. And that is no ordinary fire.
What do you mean, Cisco, huh?
An ordinary forest fire would not follow such a set path.
You're right. That fire makes a big circle and swing out around the herd.
From here, it looks as if some coyote deliberately set that fire to trap the herd and those vaqueros. Come, Pancho. We must try to warn them.
There's not enough time for them to get out of that fire trap, even if we do warn them.
Maybe all right. I hope not.
Up, you have to hide.
Go!
Well, Lorraine, we're getting close to home.
Oh, I'll be glad to see the end of this trail drive, Paul.
Yep.
I'll bet this is the first time a husband took a wife along as a trail hand.
Asa sure will be brokenhearted to see us. He figured we'd never get this herd to Wyoming, and he'd be able to take over our ranch.
Wait till you see the look on his face when you do, Pam.
Yeah.
Paul, those two riders hightailing it this way. They're not our boys.
Hey, you two leather-headed galoots. Pull up that horse. What are you trying to do? Stampede this herd?
Oh, yeah.
I ought to put a bullet through your head. You know you almost stampeded this herd?
That is just what you and your hombres had better do right now, senor. Pronto.
What? Stampede our own herd?
Yes, senor.
Your forest fire making a big circle around the herd.
Thunderation. Lorraine, look over yonder.
Oh, Paul will be trapped.
Senor, there is one chance we may all get out of here alive.
What's that?
Have your vaqueros stampede this herd straight ahead. It'll be a race to get to safety before the two fires on either side of us meet.
If we don't, it won't be because we didn't try. Thanks, stranger.
Cheyenne,
Jake, Red, we're going to stampede the herd. Don't ask questions. Get going. It's our only chance. It's a race against death.
Well, as you can see, we made it all the way from Oregon.
Yeah, you sure did, Paul. I never thought it could be done. Now, I'm glad I was wrong.
Howdy, Lorraine. Good to see you back in Sheridan.
Howdy, Asa. We'll be over to settle with you as soon as we sell the cattle and pay off our men.
Oh, now, don't you fret about that, Lorraine Crockett.
There's no rush.
There is for me, Asa. I'll see you as soon as Lorraine and I drive what cattle we're keeping out to the ranch.
Oh, you plan on keeping some of that herd, Paul?
Well, a few of the best bulls and some of the better cows. I'm fixing to raise white-faced heifers out here on the range.
Why, them critters will never learn to forage for themselves like longhorns.
You wait and see. Someday there'll be nothing but heifers on these ranges. I'll be seeing you, Asa.
Get up. Yeah. I'll be seeing you all right.
Crockett have to say,
Yeah, he was going to pay off the loan, Clyde.
Did he mention anything about the fire?
No, Rudy, not a word. I still can't see how they could escape if you did everything I told you.
You know we did. I followed your orders to the letter.
And somehow they got warned. Down the canyon, they never would have seen that fire till it was too late.
You hit the target dead center, Ace, eh?
What makes you so sure, Rudy?
Yeah, but Pete, them two hombres riding with that herd. You know them?
No, never saw them before. Must be a couple of the hands Paul hired back in Oregon.
Yeah, not them two. A tall hombre riding the big horse, the Cisco Kid. Little fat one is his partner, Pancho.
So what about him? Never heard of him before.
You will. If it was me, I'd be figuring to get rid of the Cisco Kid first.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, Paul told me him and Lorraine are going to drive a few of those cattle back to his ranch after they sell the herd.
But he's sure to stop off here at your office to pay back the loan before he does it.
He can't pay me if I'm not here and the office is closed. He'll head for his ranch and come back to town tomorrow.
And Rudy and me will be waiting for him.
Yeah, wear your kerchief over your face. Get that money.
That's a cinch if he's alone. But if Cisco's with him...
All right, Rudy. I take your word for it. You figure out how to get Cisco. When you bring that money to me, a good chunk of it is going back into the pockets of Clyde and you.
White-faced cattle are sure driven from the longhorns, no, Cisco?
Well, they are much easier to handle, Pancho. Senor Paul tells me they will take on a lot more beef, too.
What do you think of Hereford now, Cisco?
Well, I think that someday the ranges of our West will be stocked with nothing but white-faced cattle, Senor Paul.
That's just what you said yesterday to Asa Sharp, isn't it, Paul?
Almost the same words. I'm on the way in to see Asa now. I wouldn't be able to pay off the loan if you and Pancho hadn't warned us about the fire.
Oh, we're sure grateful to both of you.
I'm sure Asa Sharp had a hand in it somehow. He'd do anything short of murder to get this ranch.
Maybe he will not stop at that. He knows you are riding to town with the money this morning.
That's true, Paul.
I believe you've got something there, Cisco.
Paul, you go ahead to Sheridan like you planned. I'll set out half an hour after you do. Only I'll be carrying the money.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then if they're a holdup, the bandidos might get that money from Senor Paul.
See, it is a good idea. And Pancho and I will ride with you, Senora Clackett.
This six gun in my holster ain't for decoration. I don't need my wife or anybody else to do my job. I'll handle my money myself, and without nursemaids to guard me. I'm riding alone.
Crockett passes by here. He's bound to see that steer we ran into the mud hole.
Well, knowing him, he'll stop to pull it out. We can jump him when he does.
I still can't figure how come Cisco and Pancho ain't with him.
Hey, we better climb the rest of the way to the top of the rock. Oh, boy. Up there under that big pine tree will be a good place to jump down on Paul.
Yeah, come on. Let's get to it.
Now, keep your eyes peeled. Cisco's tricky. What you least expect is what he's liable to do.
You sure got a heap of respect for that, hombre. Thought he'd think he was Billy the Kid, Bat Masterson, and Doc Holliday all rolled into one.
Yeah, you tangle with him, Clyde, and you'll find out.
Well, get set, Rudy. Here comes Paul Crockett.
Yeah. And ain't that Cisco and Pancho back there about a mile behind him?
Huh? Hey, sure is. Paul acts like he don't know they're trailing him.
If they was guarding Paul, they'd be right up with him.
Maybe trying to trap us.
Well, we can use that setup to trap them. When Paul stops for the steer, we gun whip him and take the money. Then we hide. When Cisco and Pancho ride up, we kill them with Paul's gun.
Yeah, I reckon we got a pat hand. Cisco and Pancho get a burying in Boot Hill. Paul Crockett gets the blame and we get the money.
And from the careful plans being laid, it seems that Paul, Cisco, and Pancho are doomed. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Ring of Fire. Cisco and Pancho rescue Paul and Lorraine Crockett and the herd they are driving from a forest fire. Asa Sharp had sent Clyde Kenyon and Rudy Smith to start the fire. Since they did not succeed, Rudy and Clyde then set up an ambush for Paul, Cisco, and Pancho. First, Paul rides into the ambush and is knocked out by the desperados, who then hide and wait to drag out Cisco and Pancho. Unaware of what has happened to Paul, Cisco and Pancho now ride toward the trap.
Pancho, think we found Paul Crockett for nothing, Cisco?
I hope you're right, Pancho, and that he gets to town without anything happening.
And Senor Lorraine say she start out for the town, too, after she clean up the breakfast dishes and feed the city.
I am sorry that Senor Paul refused our offer to help him and insisted on carrying that money himself. I hope he will have Asa Sharp paid off by the time the senora reaches town.
Cisco, we have seen Senor Paul on the trail for a long time now.
You are right, amigo. At first, I thought it was because the trail leads around behind those rocks. Hold up.
Oh, look. That steer sounds like he in the trouble. There that steer come now. Madre mia, what's the matter with him, Cisco?
Oh, nothing serious, Pancho. He looks as though he was stuck in a mud hole and someone pulled him out.
someone's got to be Senor Paul.
Yes, not so fast, Pancho. If it were Senor Paul, he would make himself known to us.
What do you think, Cisco? The hombres were turned that steel loose and drag us, Senor Paul?
We heard no gunshot, but it may be a dry gulch, and perhaps we are supposed to walk into it next.
And what do you do?
Take off your coat and sombrero, Chico. I will do the same.
What do you do this for, huh?
Well, we'll find out soon enough if this is an ambush. Now get two sticks like these and tie them together to make a cross.
Fine, you got the two sticks, but what parts are used for string?
Cut a short piece from one of your saddle strings.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my knife.
Gracias. And Pancho, cut the saddle string. Now what do we do? Oh, Pancho, you put your coat and sombrero over the stick and tie it in the saddle so it looked like Cisco was riding.
Hey, mm-hmm. You do the same. Andale, if someone is waiting behind those rocks for us, they'll begin to wonder what is taking so long.
Yeah. Pancho got the bedroll and the coat and sombrero fixed on logo saddles. Yes. Cisco got him fixed on Diablo saddle.
Bueno. Now, point the horses down the trail and send them on their way.
Come, mm-hmm. Give me, give me. Go, 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 go.
Come on now, Chico. Climb to the top of those rocks.
We'll be able to see the other side of the trail from there. Come on.
We'll find out soon enough. All we got to know. There go the horses just around the bend of the trail.
There you go. You'll need it to get to the top.
Hurry, Father. Faster.
Father. Faster. Can we get you to stop it? And then, Father, stop it.
Santos, look down there.
Hmm?
Those two mavericks standing near Senor Paul fired those gunshots. I am going to get them.
Cisco, not to jump down on the two of them but yourself.
You say here, Pancho?
No, Cisco, no, no.
You try to drag guns for you two, Coyote.
It's the Cisco kid.
Up on your feet, you pot.
Shoot him, Rudy. I'll bring him toward you.
Oh!
You got him, Rudy, right in the head.
I said I'd kill Cisco, and I did. Where's his partner?
He was up on the rock. Must be scrambling down the way he got up there.
We'll wait and get him, too.
Here he comes. Look at him running zigzag like he's loco.
You know what we do with loco critters back in Texas? We shoot him.
Well, we use the same treatment up here in Wyoming. And you did it with Paul's gun, just like you said you would.
Yeah, just like I said I would. And even though we got that money from Paul Crockett, I ain't happy about it.
What? You ain't happy about it?
Nope. Every cattle rustler and road agent in the West will be. And I did all the shooting. That scissor bill, Paul Crockett, will get the credit for killing the Cisco kid.
Oh, my head. Oh, Pancho, what are you doing?
Pancho fixed the scalp wound on your head, Cisco. And the bullet from the Maverick's gun grazed your scalp. And those coyotes think you're dead.
Well, how did you escape them?
And Pancho used a trick what Cisco used before. And Pancho runs zigzag. And when those killers shoot at Pancho, Pancho falls down and make believe he's dead.
Bueno, amigo. That was good thinking on your part.
No, Cisco, on your part. And Pancho tried to think like Cisco always tell Pancho to do. And Pancho knows he not can shoot better than those two pack rats. And Pancho figured it better to help Cisco and Senor Paul if there's a chance.
Gracias, Chico. That was a wise thing you did. I'm proud of you. Senor Paul, is he dead?
No, Cisco. He's still breathing. He's not got no bullet wound. He just got a big bump on his head.
Those sidewinders must have gone with him.
Look, Cisco. And Senor Paul coming too.
Let us help him to his feet.
Uh-huh.
Cisco. Pancho. Get your hands off me, you double-dealing skunk.
Why'd you talk like this, Senor Paul, when Cisco and Pancho tried to help you?
Help me.
Uh-huh.
You smooth-tongued liars.
What?
When I didn't cotton to your scheme to let Lorraine carry the money so she could rob her.
Before you say any more you'll be sorry for, listen to this.
I ain't listening to nothing. You did me a favor. That favor's the reason I'm talking now instead of shooting.
You're a dumb, hot-headed, stubborn mule.
I aim to get that money back if I have to kill you.
Cisco, go for his gun.
I'll take that gun. Go ahead. Try to twist it out my
throat. No, hombre. All that is needed is to rock you to
sleep.
No.
You come to your senses.
Bueno, Cisco. In fact, you only started that fight not last longer, so you found some brains in the Senor Paul's head.
Do not be so angry with him, Pancho. If you put yourself into his place, you can understand his mistake.
Yeah, but what we do about Senor Paul and about the money?
Try Senor Paul and leave him here to cool off.
No?
Senora Lorraine will be coming along the trail before long.
That's right. If you untie him, then maybe they both come going after us.
You worry about that when we come to it. Right now, we are going after that money.
We go after the two bandidos.
No, Pancho.
No?
After Asa Sharp.
Asa Sharp?
From what Senor Paul has already said, I am sure those two snakes are working for him. And all three of them will work off long prison terms when I am finished with them.
Now,
did a fine job, boys. Hope you took care. No one saw you coming to my office.
We did, Aza. Rudy and me left our horses over at Max's corral.
Stop worrying. Start counting out my money. I ought to get a bonus.
Yeah, sure. You deserve it, Rudy. You're going to get it. Yep. Setting it up so that Paul Crockett will be blamed for the murder of Cisco and Pancho. That's worth plenty to me.
Well, what about me, Aza?
Oh, you too, Clyde. Now, I'm going to split this money three ways. All I wanted out of this was Paul Crockett's ranch. And I got it.
Hey, Rudy. Look through the window. Across the street.
I can't be.
Where? The Cisco kid. I didn't kill him after all.
No, you didn't. But you got Pancho. He ain't with him.
Yeah. He must know something. He's headed for this office. I'll have to go into the back room. No. Cisco might expect that. Go out the back door and come around to the side windows and get Cisco in a crossfire when he's in the office.
Come on, Rudy.
I can't afford a miss, Clyde. That Cisco kid is chained lightly in the drawer.
Money. I gotta hide it here. Let's see here. Yeah. No wall clock. They'll never find it. Right here. Now. There now. Good day, sir. What can I do for you?
I am the Cisco kid.
Ace is sharp?
Yeah. Keep your hands on the desk in plain sight. You can keep that money your hombre stole from Paul Crockett, since it is coming to you.
What money? What are you talking about?
Hombre, you are going to sign a receipt for the full payment of that note.
Get in there, you two chickens, sidewinder.
All right. Get that gun out of my rib.
Just like you say, Cisco, punch around the back of the office and find these two coyotes on their way out. And punch to get a drop of them good, no?
You did very well, Pancho. Now, the three of you are going to talk.
Talk about what?
The money, the robbery, and that forest fire.
You two mavericks, get over to that desk where that ace is shot.
Sit down, Ace, and stay there. Pancho, open that canteen you brought with you and start using it.
Yes, Cisco, punch, use it just like you tell him to.
There we go. Why are you walking around this desk, dropping that water on the floor?
Where is that money?
I don't know about no money. I don't even know these two hombres.
You don't scare me by spilling that water on the floor.
That is water, ain't it?
Maybe it's coal oil.
All right, Pancho, light the match.
No, don't do it. We'll be burnt to death in a ring of fire. I've got the money. I'll tell you all about it.
That is the answer I'm waiting for. All right, Pancho, you can put that canteen away.
Yes, as soon as Pancho takes a drink of water, it was water.
Yeah, Pancho never say it, not water.
Sign a receipt for Paul Crockett, Sheriff.
Yeah, Cisco, whatever you say. Cisco,
and there's Senora Lorraine and Senor Paul coming here. And Senor Paul act like he's going to gunfight you.
Leave him to me, Pancho. Keep these three coyotes covered.
Now, Paul, you hold your tongue and keep that gun in your holster. Sure, do you think Cisco and Pancho would do anything like that?
I'm not listening to you anymore, Lorraine. Not when I find them both in Asa Sharp's office. Cisco, you're going to have Asa Sharp sign a receipt for that money, or I'm going to kill you.
All right, Sayor Paul. Here's the receipt.
What?
Well, Paul, what did I tell you? Cisco already made Asa sign a receipt for our money. You and your hot temper. Shame on you.
And Cisco already made those coyotes admit they steal the money.
Cisco, I don't know what to say.
I do. Come on. I tell
you. Sayor Paul.
I will.
For stealing my money and hit me on the head. With interest.
Sorry. You didn't remain quiet.
See what I see? Oh. Madam, Cisco, you hit that coyote so hard, he bang up against the wall and knocked the clock down.
Oh, look at all that money.
So that's where these coyotes hide the money.
Oh, it's mine. I signed a receipt for it.
See, Asa Sharp, it is yours. And you will have the rest of your life to count it from behind the bars of a jail.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
And that money, Senor Paul, pay Asa Sharp. Not do him no good.
No, it did not, Pancho.
No good.
He spent all of it on lawyers, trying to keep himself and those two mavericks who work for him out of jail.
But he'll not be able to do it. You know, Cisco, when we go back to visit Senor Paul and Senora Lane, there'll be a lot more white-faced cutters on their rancho.
Oh, you are right, Chico. Paul Crockett not only pioneered a new cattle trail from Oregon, but with those Herefords, he's pioneering a new idea for the whole cattle industry.
He and the Senora got a big job ahead of them.
Yeah, it's a big job and a worthwhile one.
And Pancho's cousin Jose got a big job ahead of him, too.
Oh, your cousin Jose has a new job?
Yeah.
Doing what?
He's connected to the police department.
Jose is connected to the police department?
Oh, with a pair of handcuffs.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's gone!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.